The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Yesterday I had a good couple of open mouth naps on the Lazy Boy.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day to, like, I mean, it was one of those naps where you nod off for maybe like 5 minutes, and then you're up for 10 minutes, and then you nod off for like 5 minutes.
It's funny when you have one of those. You're, especially if you're in public, you get embarrassed for doing. Like the worst is now. You're like the worst before. You could fall asleep in church and it's no big deal because everybody's in the pew with you, right? Now you get a pew. Now you get a pew to yourself.
Well, my big thing is falling asleep on planes.
Oh yeah.
Because when I fall asleep on a plane, I drool. Like I'm a real big drooler in the night. Mm-hmm. So same thing on a plane. And I'll wake up and I'll just have a gob of drool hanging off of me. And the guy sitting right next to me will just be like,
I remember back in the day, I could be so energetic. You put a little baby on my chest. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's what happened
that's
yesterday.
That's what I kind of figured.
That's why I fell asleep in Lazy Boy. I had Sadie on my chest. Yeah. And all you have to do is the excuse.
Listen, I can't move. I move. She went.
Well, and that's it, right? You get pinned by the baby.
Yeah, the baby's fault.
And it's like, Callie, can you get me this?
Yeah.
Can you get me that?
I was going to clean
my phone.
Yeah. I was going to clean the garage, but I mean, the baby's on me. I can't do anything.
Can you get me water?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's a good excuse. That's what children are for, right?
Parenting is about excuses.
It's all about excuses.
Wolf News.
Can't go. I can't go. I'm so busy. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Saskatchewan's Health Minister Paul Merriman is encouraged by the recent decrease in COVID-19 cases in the province. He feels it's due to the vaccination rate and people following public health orders. He does say they're going to watch Alberta and Manitoba, though, and especially those border cities in our province. And towns, just because, listen, I mean, it's spreading pretty quick in the provinces surrounding us. So, however, we had it pretty rough while the other provinces were getting better, too. So we'll see it going back and forth, that kind of thing. We are only a few weeks away from the step one of reopening Saskatchewan plant. A snowbird was forced to make an emergency landing yesterday morning after a bird strike in Comox, B.C. It was only a year ago Captain Jennifer Casey was killed in an accident involving a bird strike. A 37-year-old man and two youths are facing charges of attempted murder and break and enter and commit robbery after an incident in the early hours Sunday morning. A 41-year-old man was found in an alley on the 1500 block of Retallick with multiple stab wounds. Desmond Eaglechild and two youths have made their first court appearance yesterday. And 30-year-old Stephanie Bruck and 29-year-old Kelly Bott were both found safe walking near Bank End after an extensive search by RCMP. Bott was accused of abducting Bruck. No word if he has been arrested or charged or anything like that.
Well, another night, another 2 points for Connor McDavid, including the OT winner. Oilers beat the Habs 4-3, but with that loser point, Montreal clinches a playoff spot, the last NHL team to do so, officially eliminating the Flames and Canucks. Canucks, like I said, they were eliminated, but they beat Winnipeg 3-1. Avs knocked off the Knights 2-1. Colorado's two back of Vegas for first in the West with one game in hand. Taylor Hall scored a beauty OT winner. Yes, kids, he can still score goals. Bruins down the Islanders 4-3. Stanley Cup playoffs begin Saturday with the Bruins and Caps meeting in game one of their series. Jags have just signed 33-year-old Tim Tebow to a one-year deal to come to camp as a tight end. He last played in the NFL in 2012 as a quarterback. That's great news. I'm going to cash in Vegas for the Jags winning the Super Bowl, said absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
The Raptors will miss the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. They were eliminated when Indiana beat Cleveland last night. And Chad, Red Sox could not sweep the Orioles. They lose 4-1 to Baltimore. Thought I'd throw that in there for you a little. You're the best team in baseball.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
I still haven't even watched one game this year yet.
Your kids know. Or more kids.
19 with sunshine today. So really nice day. A few clouds overnight tonight down to +4. And tomorrow, 21 with sunshine. Really nice into the weekend too, man. If you want to golf, if you want to hit up Deer Valley, this is the time. It's damn nice out there. Clear and zero.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning. But knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't. But it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
So the next time you go to your front porch and bend over to pick up that package you ordered from Amazon, I want you to think about this as you carry it back in. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos is building a yacht that's so big it needs a support yacht. It's 420 feet long, worth $500 million. It's got three giant masts, and because of the masts, he can't fit a helipad on the yacht. And every good yacht needs to be able to put a helicopter on
it.
Yeah. So he's building a support yacht for said helicopter. Mm, yeah. So he'll, when he's going down the river, wherever the hell they put yachts, oceans, dude will have another yacht following him in case all of a sudden he's got to go buy half the world and needs to jump in a helicopter.
Well, this is a $500 million yacht, and people are up in arms about it. They're saying it's disgusting. When really, you know what? I don't think it is, and here's why. He made, like last year in one day, he made $13 billion, okay? So with that being said, he made $13 billion. This is 1/26th of what he made in one day on a yacht.
It's not his fault. It's your fault. You're buying from him.
You're still using it.
Yep.
And you say you make $100,000 a year. I know. So you make $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And it's nothing for you to go out and buy a $50,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's half your salary for a year.
Yeah.
That's a horrible financial decision compared to him buying a $500 million yacht. Here's what I think is kind of concerning about all of this is right now they say yacht sales are the highest they've ever been. If you cannot keep a used yacht on the market because all of the mega rich in the world have gotten even more rich in the last 2 years.
In bad times, that's what happens.
And it's not because of them. Nobody's going to, I'm sorry, but you say to yourself, oh, they shouldn't have all that money. If you were in that position, what are you going to do? You're not going to take that money?
Well, yeah, like I said, it goes back to us. If you don't want him to, if you're mad at that, then don't bend over at your porch and pick up the 18th thing you ordered from Amazon in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, I'm just saying, Jeff Bezos, if you'd like to extend an invitation, I would love to
marry you.
Saunter around.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding? Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Well, today is the 40th anniversary of Bob Marley's death. And Bob Marley was never an artist that I was huge into, and I'm still really kind of not.
Right.
I mean, it's just not my style of music. I'm not a big reggae guy, but I do understand his influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it did make me think. I started kind of wondering, what artists, and not just musicians, but maybe actors, anything, what artists did you get into after they died? Like, after the fact? Their death almost brought them to your attention. Like, for me, a good one would be Prince. I liked Prince.
Yeah.
Okay, and I respected Prince before he died, but I always thought he was kind of a weirdo, and honestly, I thought he was kind of an arrogant ass a little bit. And then after he died, all these videos came out, and it reminded me of his Super Bowl performance. Then it reminded me of a great guitar solo he did, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, with the George Harrison. And well, George Harrison was dead. It was at the tribute for him, but with Tom Petty and all these other people. And I started thinking, man, he's truly brilliant, you know, and his death is what brought him to my attention.
Actually, you just mentioned one. I was thinking Led Zeppelin, because the band after John died, Bonham, they never. But Tom Petty.
Yeah.
When Tom Petty died here a couple years ago, I just thought, okay, when a Tom Petty song would come on, I'd be like, eh, whatever. Right. Now I'm like, gee, I wish Tom was still around. I got into his music a little more.
So
it's kind of one of those.
And it's not just music, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, even actors, things like that. James Gandolfini is one of them.
Yeah,
James Gandolfini was this actor who I never really watched Sopranos. I was never really into his work. And then when he died, I got into the, like, I just kind of casually watched The Sopranos here and there sporadically.
Yeah.
And I really did learn to appreciate how great he was. Like, he was this, and he was something that nobody ever saw before. He was like this real, like, in your face, but yet lovable guy, and like this guy who did horrible things, but you still kind of loved him, and it was the first real show. Like The Sopranos was the first show to make TV cool, and it was cool for a major like movie actor to be in TV now, and that's what started the whole Netflix, you know, and binge watching and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
So, James Gandolfini is one of those people who. To you, who's the one person that when they died, it brought I know we don't have much time, but like Kurt Cobain. I remember when Kurt Cobain died, all of these Nirvana fans came out of the woodwork. And yeah. everybody was wearing a Nirvana shirt or a Kurt Cobain shirt, and they didn't even know who Kurt Cobain was before he died. You know?
Yeah,
those things.
Yeah.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
I had stuffed mushrooms yesterday for supper. Oh, I could eat stuffed mushrooms.
Appetizers. Appetizers are for rich people.
No, they're not.
I don't have appetizers.
Oh, give me a
I don't
break.
Have the money for appetizers or the time. Yeah. Tickety-boo, let's go. I got to get going.
That's your thing. Yeah. Come on.
I don't... Appetizers,
when you take your wife out for a dinner, once things open up and you get away from the kids somehow...
I could eat matzo sticks to the point, the point where I will not be able to poop for like a week.
I like fried pickles, too.
Oh, boy.
Fried pickles are dandy. I know they're not good for you, but...
Well, why not? They're vegetables.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're better than... Fried pickles are probably better than matzo sticks
and stuff,
deep fried cheese.
Yeah.
Well, mushrooms are there. The only thing about deep fried pickles, they're good, but they can be lethal because sometimes you'll get them way too soon when they're out of the fryer.
Yeah.
And then the pickle is like an explosive bomb. So you'll take a bite of it.
Yeah.
And it's just got all that hot juice in it.
Yeah.
That just explodes.
Shoots all over you. Well, it is. It gets on your shirt, on the bottom of your chin. It's like, yeah, it's embarrassing for that to happen. Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
These are some things people are kicking around online that might not come back to the way we... remember them.
Yeah.
Okay. Like sitting in a doctor's office while you're sick, like in a waiting room.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
Not in an emergency room. Yeah. I'm talking at a doctor's
that's
office.
That's good. It shouldn't come back. Yeah. That was a disgusting practice anyway.
Okay. Another one. We had a bad mentality in this industry. Like, unless you're dead, you come to work.
Yeah.
So dragging yourself to work sick, you don't do that anymore. You're not going to do that.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do
that. I know, but that's still going to happen. It is. It's going to happen because now there's going to be a lot of value placed on your job and you're going to want to be there. You don't want to fall behind.
But we can work from home now more than we ever have.
That's true.
And you're more likely, we've talked about this before, when you're tired, like, I'm just going to phone in sick. But now you probably have to go get tested. So you're like, no, there's no more fake sick days. You know what I mean?
Right. But you're also going to have people that'll say, oh, I'm going to push it and go to work because I don't want to go through the testing process. Right?
Interesting.
Which is not smart.
They say maybe shopping for groceries in person might go away for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not for me. I like going.
You know what, though, man? I do a combination of both. Like, when we're really in the hot spot, when we have a lot of cases, we'll order groceries in. But I still like to go to the grocery store, and they're still pretty busy.
Yeah.
They're still pretty busy.
And I like going.
I don't think so.
A buffet's gone. I don't think I'll eat at a buffet. I don't think I'll eat at a buffet ever again.
I think buffets may be gone in Canada. I don't think buffets...
No, they're not. They're not down there.
Dude, you're telling me you're going to go to Vegas and there's no buffets?
Yeah, but I'm talking here. Buffets, probably.
Yeah,
would you go to a buffet anymore? I didn't really go
to
them.
Look at me.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to go to a buffet.
Boundaries between work, school, and home. Those will be gone. Like, there's no set boundaries anymore. Because a lot of times, you'll probably... I bet you a lot of people are saying they'll probably work from home at least 3 days out of the week.
Yeah, I think that's all very temporary.
I think so?
I think because your bosses are going to want to make sure you're not slacking off, too.
And here's one that I put down, and I really believe it to be true. For me, the never again, the blissful ignorance of going bowling, sticking my fingers in the holes, and then going back to the table and eating some finger foods without even thinking twice about it.
All that stuff.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
They're calling it the Great Resignation.
Mm.
And they're expecting over the next year or so for there to be a lot of people quitting their jobs. Because you've had 14 months of pent-up resignations. They want to go somewhere, but they don't want to go anywhere because... they want that certainty. But now with everything changing and some people have had the last 14 months to really evaluate where they are in life. I mean, you've had some maybe life or death experiences. Maybe you got COVID and you kind of worried about things or you saw people around you die and you're going, man, this is, you know, I really need to evaluate where I am in life. And also, different hours.
Yeah.
Now there are going to be things available where you maybe you got used to working from home and you want to keep that up. Or maybe your employer is saying, hey, we're all working from home and you don't want to do that. You want to go into the office.
I can't wear my pajama pants to work.
Right. So my question to you is, it's not, are you happy where you work? Or are you going to quit where you are? It's more so this. Do you feel the job you have at this particular moment is the best job for you? Does it fit your lifestyle? Is this the job? Not even, again, not that you love, because it's so rare for you, for people to love their job. You want them to, but it's super rare. Do you feel this is a job you could do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I'm already grapes deep, so I'm not going like myself.
Right.
And I've never had a backup plan. That's the scary thing. Like, I've never, like, I thought about being a lawyer when I started, but then my mom said, nah, I don't want. So I've always been wanting to do this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
The reality of it is, for a lot of, and this is just specific to radio because it's the world we're in. A lot of people in radio have had the reality check over the last year that you need a backup plan because a lot of people have been getting fired. So many guys, like any other industry out there, radio has been hit very, very hard.
Despite the fact I have to work with you every day, I have not once regretted coming to work. I love my job.
No, I there are days when, you know, I'll act like a spoiled baby and I'll say, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
When really it's like, where else am I going to be?
Yeah.
I think this industry, you and I, we both agree that we're not going to get to choose when we leave it.
No.
It's
there'll
going
be an email
to choose when we
Chad and Ballsy no longer out, work here. Yeah. Check with your manager for further details.
That's right.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their home. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's no shocker. Celebrities don't live in the same world we do, let alone Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, she's always been...
Yeah, vagina candles and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. She says things got dark for her during the pandemic. She said she admitted to drinking as many as 2 cocktails a night during lockdown.
Wow, pin your ears back.
By the way, they were quinoa-based whiskey cocktails.
Oh, of course.
And she even admits to eating bread and pasta at times.
Wow. Tragic. Talk about counseling.
Must have been horrible for her.
Counseling.
So bad.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about your own low points during the pandemic. I remember early on, I drank a lot. Like, early on when we were, like, that was right when Pink Whitney was starting to be a thing.
Right.
So I would sit and I would have a few Pink Whitneys a night. And then I realized I probably shouldn't have a few of these a night. So I had to cut down. But I remember one particular moment. It was February, and we were having a normal than usual day. So I was like, I'm going to go clean up dog crap. So I was walking around in my yard in the shorts that I was wearing around the house in Sorrells. With my, like, a pajama, old shabby t-shirt on.
Oh, my God.
Picking up dog crap. And I said, this is something Randy Quaid would do.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a good description.
It was very Cousin Eddie. And that's when I realized, this is probably a low point for me.
I did something a young Chad McDonald would have done about 2 days ago. I got lazy. I had tuna that I mixed up.
Yeah, Chad wouldn't do that, but yeah.
No, anyway, and I threw on some Doritos just inside. Like, instead of having Doritos on the side, I just threw them inside the sandwich and ate it.
Oh, in the sandwich?
Yeah, I just, like, Doritos and tuna.
Combination of all.
Yeah, just like, you know, they just cut right to
it. I don't call that a low point.
That's
other than the tuna, that sounds like ingenuity to me.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Bob Baffert is the trainer for Medina Spirit. That's the Kentucky Derby winning horse failed the drug test.
Right,
now they're waiting for the second drug test to come in. But Baffert insisted no one gave Medina Spirit anything illegal.
Right.
And he has no shortages of excuses why his horse failed. First off, he's been going around complaining that it's cancel culture that's taken his horse's championship away. Okay? So that's one thing, okay? In the past, there was a testing issue with some of his horses, and he had said that the groomers used some lidocaine cream on their hands.
Oh, I'm sure.
And when they groomed the horse, the horse somehow ingested it. That was before.
Oh, and they did that every time. And I know I kept getting caught for it, but I decided to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Dummy.
But this one takes the cake. For Medina Spirit, he said there's absolutely no way Medina Spirit took anything. Here's what happened. Apparently, one of the people in charge of the stall getting the horse ready had some cough syrup. Okay, had to relieve himself. He's in a barn.
Right. Yeah.
Takes a leak on the hay.
Mm-hmm.
Medina Spirit eats the hay.
Yeah.
Tests positive for a banned substance. Therefore, that's the problem. So it was a guy taking a Wizzarino in the old stall there.
Yeah, because I'm sure that's what you want, is your trainer not having the wherewithal to pee in a place that the horse, which is, by the way, a thoroughbred horse that is top of the world, like one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
You don't want that horse. It's totally okay for that horse to be drinking whiz-soaked hay. Like, what are you doing?
But the problem I have with this whole story is
everything?
I'm no doctor, and I don't play one on the radio.
Right,
but my question is this. Yeah. Did the horse not test positive for steroids? It wasn't NyQuil he tested positive for.
Yeah. No, it was, well, I mean, they're saying that they're saying a steroid was in the cough medicine, or they say where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this, my friends, is like a Snoop Dogg video shoot.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yo! 104.9 The Wolf. I like to start things off with yo. It's very colloquial.
Yeah.
Makes me sound like I'm young and hip and with the children.
That's a big word, colloquial. With the children.
Yo, eat my shorts, cowabunga.
Back in the day, the long time tested rule is you never ask anybody how they voted. You don't do that. You don't say, hey, who'd you vote for? You don't.
People do now, but.
You generally don't. Anyway, because I used to ask my dad, who'd you vote for? None of your business.
Yeah.
So, nowadays, it's like, how's the weather?
Yeah.
How are the kids?
Right.
Did you get your vaccine?
Yeah.
No. No. You don't ask that.
Why?
It's rude to ask that.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think that sounds like something that somebody who didn't get the vaccine thinks is rude.
Because you're
afraid you're going to be judged.
I got asked that. I said, none of your business.
Really? I got no problem with it. Somebody asked me, I go, yeah, I got vaccinated.
Well, I know. Done. Everybody saw you got vaccinated. You showed your picture.
Sure.
And that's fine. But don't ask me if I got vaccinated. I won't tell you if I got vaccinated. I'll just be vaccinated. Did I go around telling everybody I got the flu vaccine when it happened? Don't ask me.
Did you, though?
Twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Way back in the... But I'm just saying. Right. I think that's... Why should that
I
be?
Don't see a problem with it.
I do. I don't think it's not a topic of convert. Like, why?
What? I think carrying it into the, what kind of vaccine did you... Oh, shut up. Nobody cares what kind of vaccine
people do, though.
Who cares? I mean, they got a vaccine. Good for them.
I'm a Pfizer man.
Yeah.
Moderna.
It really doesn't. Like, it's...
I got the clot shot.
I said what I got because I know people are going to pry me about it. So I was like, yeah, I got Moderna. What's a big deal? And then... people are like, and then you get the text. Oh, you should have got Pfizer. Just shut up.
We got vaccine.
Man.
We got
and then
vaccine.
If I got Pfizer, it would have been. Oh, you should have got Moderna.
Following the sheep.
Yeah. Oh, just a, yeah. That's right.
Big pharma.
You've got a vaccine that was developed by veterinary. I don't care. I really don't care. Millions of people have got it before me. They didn't die. So, guess what? That's what I got.
Yes. What I should have done is this. Hey, Ballsy, did you get the vaccine? Yes. Look, my pecker shrunk.
Just, okay. That's got nothing to do with vaccine. That's got everything to do with birth. That's what you're there with, buddy. Don't sit next to Tic Tacs. You'll get jealous, right?
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Now, this is a mindless topic. I get it, but it's Tuesday. It's a mindless day. So, I just wrapped up watching Yellowstone, the three seasons.
Yes,
the
you
Kevin
made that very clear.
No, I know, and it's... Yeah. So, the last show you watched, you got to become this profession. What would it be?
Oh, God. I got to be a bartender in Philadelphia? It's always sunny.
You?
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
You?
Is what I've been watching.
Okay, and I got to be a rancher. and I see how they walk with their bowed legs and their, oh my God. The
dude,
one
they're,
scene.
They're 100 times tougher than you.
Oh.
Even the actors. Like, the thing about Kevin Costner is I think he could do that. And he's very believable.
The guy who plays
and Rip.
The guy who plays Rip, Cole Hauser, he definitely could.
And he, you know, in Dazed and Confused, he beat the hell out of kids with
right.
the paddle.
And he got that. He's got the toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah, he's just
I love
a badass.
When he, I'll give you one scene. I love when he duct tapes the young kid to the horse to break the horse in.
Yeah.
And they just have him going around and around.
Do you think, that one's funny. Do you think John Wayne?
Yeah.
Like, John Wayne was an actual cowboy, right? Was he not? Like, he was an actual rough and tough kind of guy.
I think he was.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, like, these guys aren't. They're not rough and tough cowboys. Not like John Wayne. Like, John Wayne, I get the feeling that, like, if I were on set and I said something to him, he would have kicked my ass.
Yeah, but think about being these guys. Like, even these actors. How about the dude riding around on the... Like, some of these guys
have to train.
Your ass and your nads would hurt. My God, think about that.
And that's just in the audition.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
So the experts say these are the things you need to do every morning if you want more energy. Take 10 deep breaths when you wake up. It slows you down, gets you ready for the day. So edge of the bed, 10 deep breaths.
Okay. That's a good thing to do.
Hydrate. Even if you're not thirsty, drink water. They say coffee counts too, but mostly water. But make sure you have something to drink first thing in the morning.
Just carry a Contigo mug into the John while you have your morning constitution.
Now, it's hard to do this. You say you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You're starting to do it and have been pretty consistent, but they say exercise in the morning.
Yeah.
Generally, they say people who exercise in the morning, doesn't matter what time in the morning, have more energy throughout the day.
It just makes you feel like you've accomplished something already.
And the longer you wait, the more excuses you'll have because you're tired.
Absolutely.
You've got other things to do.
Best thing to do. And when you wake up, you're kind of in zombie mode, right?
Yeah.
So you just kind of, after you get into a rhythm, you find that you're like halfway through a workout and you're like, hey, when did I get the energy to do this?
And we know this. This is no shocker. Don't skip breakfast. Lots of proteins, lots of, good healthy fats. So there
cocaine,
you go. Yeah. That's right.
Who?
Yeah. Cocaine.
I'm sorry.
And ignore your phone. Don't go on your phone right away. You let that dictate the rest of your day. People contacting you, looking at what
social
they do.
Social media especially.
Yeah.
The first thing you do, my wife's bad for that. She'll just grab her phone and start flipping through. Yeah. Instagram's not as bad because it's not as negative, but she'll start flipping through stuff. And I just go, really? That's like the first thing in the morning? Is that? Like, I hate coming in the morning. And I have to scour and look for news stories.
Yeah.
And that's bad enough when I'm just like, oh, my God, the first thing I'm reading about is this in the morning?
Anyway, text us 936-WOLF. Let us know how your morning's going.
Or don't if you don't have the energy.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.